Firstly, can you tell us a little bit about the original Kooi March that you're actually recreating? What happened there?
Yeah, look, in October 1915, so imagine Gallipoli is in full roar, and in Australia they're saying volunteer for World War One, and all over Australia people are thinking of signing up, and they probably have been for about a year, and they've been waiting and waiting, and in Gilgander out in western New South Wales in October 1915, they thought, well, why don't we march to Sydney? And they got a bunch of volunteers, and they said, let's march to Sydney and let's collect some volunteers as we go. So as it turned out, at Martin Place, 32 days after they left Gilgandra, going through country town after country town, about 267 soldiers enlisted in World War One as volunteers.
You've actually written a book set around World War One, and you've kind of got this personal connection through family back to the fighting as well.
Yeah, Sean. I think probably about 20 years ago, my mother came into possession of some old letters that had been in the family for about 100 years, and they were sent from my great uncle, Jack, who was in Gallipoli at the time.
Mm.
And he was writing letters back home. His girlfriend that happened to be my great aunt. And so we uncovered the letters, and with my mother doing the interpreting the difficult script on the letter, we actually documented them all, and I put them all in order and put a story and kind of captured the essence of two uncles and my, in fact, three uncles' participation in World War One, both at Gallipoli and at the Somme. And so I got a real first-hand experience by reading those letters and kind of crying at times, just trying to understand what they were going through.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's an incredible piece of history right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it, mate. People made a tremendous sacrifice.
So the walk you're undertaking, beginning in Gilgandra in western New South Wales, 520 kilometres, arriving into Martin Place for the Anzac Day dawn service. Did you do sort of training to prepare yourself for this?
Yeah, look, I am doing a bit of training. I don't think you can ever do enough, because I think the trick is, how do you walk day after day after day? So I might walk for a day and then have a rest and then walk for another day and have a rest. So I think the real challenge is going to be, you know, walking 30-odd days along a dusty highway. And I think, yeah, I am training, but I don't think it's ever going to be enough. I think it's going to be probably more as much mental as anything.
And this is to raise money for youth mental health, which, look, really is an incredible link to draw. I think when you think back to World War One and just how young these men were, these soldiers who went off to fight for their country, 18, sometimes younger, if they sort of snuck in. What specifically will the money be going towards?
Yeah, look, what I'm really trying to do is to promote what you've said is a great cause. It's youth suicide. So there's a great not-for-profit called Batir, and they actually work with our youth on preventative education to raise awareness about mental health. And basically, they want to catch and support young people before the issues become critical. So how they do that is they educate youth about mental health by sharing experiences from relatable peers, right? And so when you hear someone else's story who has walked in your shoes, and they can tell you how they felt, but also more importantly, how they navigated out of that, it can kind of give people the support and hope that, you know, they're looking for.
Well, that's absolutely fabulous. Look, if people want to get involved, or they want to find out a little bit more and, you know, maybe see the progress once this one actually kicks on, where can they go?
Yeah, look, there is a website which is fundraising for Batir, and it's at Benojo, benojo.com.au. If you go there and type in Kooi March, you will get a link. And that money, 100% of it will be going to Batir. So we've set 5,000 as a target. We're at 2,000. I'd like to hit 20,000. So anything, Sean, that you or your listeners could do, or any corporates, if there are any businesses that want to get involved, they could contact me, Peter Lintout, and Sean, I don't know whether they can get my details from your switch or however you'd recommend that. But yeah, any support would be really appreciated.
No, that's fabulous. We will stick up some links on the website, the podcast of this one at 2SER.com. And look, Peter, we'll be checking in with you as the walk goes on. Thanks very much. Really do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Good on you, Sean. Thank you.